So the classical concert is basically a Viennese concert that is put on its head. So usually you start out with the overture, and then you have a concerto, and then you have the symphony at the end. We turned it around and have basically the big piece on the program first, which is Alexander von Zemlinsky's The Mermaid. That's a story we all know. The original ending is a little bit different than Disney. So it's a little more tragic than we usually assume. And then we have Brahms and Johann Strauss in the second half. Now, Brahms and Johann Strauss were contemporaries living in Vienna at exactly the same time, operating in very different circles. And what I'm trying to do with my programming is to go away from looking at each composer individually, so just Brahms, for instance, but putting them always in context. So knowing that Strauss and Brahms knew each other, it kind of highlights how they influence each other. In particular, Strauss influenced Brahms. And Brahms was a big supporter of Zemlinsky. He recommended him to his publisher. And Zemlinsky was this very interesting guy who was a contemporary of Gustav Mahler. And they had a common love interest, which is Alma Schindler. And Zemlinsky was the lover of Alma Mahler until she left him for Mahler. And so Zemlinsky's music is extremely romantic, lush. It's just like a big wave of warmth in many ways. It uses a huge orchestra, and is very very melodic, and it has influences of Strauss, of Richard Strauss, of some Wagner. You will recognize a lot of different composers in it. He kind of encapsulates a lot of what was happening at the time in music history. I mean, Vienna was the center of music. And so it's just absolutely gorgeous music and very, very memorable music. And it was lost until the 1980s. That's when that piece, after almost 70 years, was rediscovered. And since then, has been played more and more often.
So he wrote this in the early part of the, very early part of the 19th century then, or the 20th century?
I think in 1903.
Oh, okay, very early part of the 20th century then. Yeah. I'm guessing of those three, the Zemlinsky will be the one that will be the least familiar to the audience.
I would assume that very few people know the Zemlinsky piece. But it is music, and that's how I usually pick unfamiliar music. That is music that, at first listening, has to speak to people. Is very accessible in a good way, and that tells a story. And the Zemlinsky is some sort of a tone poem with a fairly clear storyline, the story of the mermaid, how she goes to the human world, encounters the prince, shipwreck, rescues the prince, and then the prince gets married, mermaid dies. That's kind of the rough outline. And so when people know that, it is fairly, just like a Richard Strauss tone poem or a Franz Liszt tone poem, you can follow along the story fairly well. And there are leitmotifs a la Wagner. But even if you don't know anything about it, it's just music that is so appealing to the ear. It's so original in many ways. But it's very, unlike Mahler, who has always these tragic overtones, this is just this outpouring of these warm emotions. And he composed it at the time when Alma Schindler had just left him. So he's some sort
Was she the mermaid then?
No, he is the mermaid.
He is the mermaid.
He is the mermaid.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking about it now.
He is the
yes.
mermaid.
Yes. That's very powerful stuff.
It's an extremely powerful piece. It guides you into his world, which is very unlike any other, and immerses in that world for quite a while. And when you come out, you're just almost like a changed person, not only because you have rediscovered one of the great symphonic pieces, or you have rediscovered that this mermaid tale is actually a tale for adults. It's actually a tale about real life, but also because you've been washed away by this beautiful music.